Good morning.
Now,
how are you going?
I'm very well, thank you. Now, what exactly can people expect to see at the Sherlock exhibition?
Okay, so the Sherlock exhibition is a highly interactive exhibition, and you're invited to solve a Sherlockian mystery.
But
before we get into that, there is artifacts we've got from Sherlock's from Arthur Conan Doyle estate related to the Sherlock Holmes canon, which was 56 short stories and 4 novels. So we have original manuscripts.
Oh wow!
We have lots of objects related to. So Arthur Conan Doyle was a surgeon, and he did his medical degree at Edinburgh University, and one of his lecturers there, Professor Bell, was really the main influence for the Sherlock character.
Okay, so are we just focusing on the old school literature, the Sherlock Holmes books, or are we moving into the world of pop culture as well?
Well, we certainly have lots of pop culture. So the mystery is actually based on the canon era, so late 19th century England. But there is in the final section of the exhibition, we've got lots of artifacts from the contemporary versions of Sherlock, which are the BBC Sherlock with Benedict Cumberbatch, and of course the Elementary show with Lucy Liu and Johnny Lee Miller, and of course the Jude Law and
Johnny Depp.
Robert Downey Jr.
Oh my goodness! There we go. We're all good.
So artifacts from those TV shows and movies.
Fantastic. So it kind of spans the entire life of Sherlock Holmes. This is wonderful. Now tell me a little bit more about the interactive side of things. You're solving a mystery, are you?
Absolutely. Now it's hard to solve too.
Oh,
I have to say it's you know, it's good to do it in a little group.
Okay.
So what you do is there is actually a crime scene. So visitors to the museum come in and they see a crime scene. And Scotland Yard have determined what they think has happened at the crime scene. But Sherlock there's a recorded message from Sherlock, and he's indisposed, but he's inviting museum visitors to solve the mystery for him.
Oh, this is
wonderful.
Now, he
doesn't think Scotland Yard are on the right track. So what you have to do is you take clues from the crime scene, and everyone's provided a little detective book, and they take stamps and embossings of the clues. And then there's interactive elements that they have to use to solve or to prove or disprove their theories.
This is wonderful. What a fun day out. It sounds like something that everyone could enjoy as well, from kind of little kids who can run around and take embossings and big kids who really do want to solve the mystery.
Absolutely, absolutely.
What was behind the decision to bring the exhibition to Australia? Because it's kind of travelled around the world, hasn't it?
Well, it was in North America, so it's been in United States and Canada. We had some staff that had seen the exhibition. They were invited to come and have a look at it when it was in America. And it really does sort of suit the Museum of Applied Arts and Sciences, the powerhouse museum's remit of education, science, applied arts. So it really embodies all those things. Of course, the applied art is the literature. The applied science, of course, is the forensics involved. And
kind of ticks all the boxes. It's fantastic.
Absolutely. Yes.
Now, Watson's weekend is happening in just a couple of weekends' time, where anyone named Watson gets kind of free admission into the exhibition. We're a little curious as to the rules here in the studio. Is it first name Watson, surname Watson? Is it any Watson we can find around?
Any Watson. So first name Watson, of course, surname Watson. Good Scottish name. I believe it's about the 19th most popular name in Scotland.
Wow.
So by extension, there should be lots of Watsons in Australia and Sydney. So yes, come along, and if you're a Watson of any type, you get in for free and a friend gets in for half price.
Fantastic. And we just need some photo ID, don't we? I think that this is absolutely wonderful. Watsons of the world, unite. Something very exciting happening for you in Sydney.
Absolutely.
Damien, unfortunately, we're going to have to leave it there, but thanks so much for joining us this morning.
No problem.